Rhubarb woke up to the most terrible clattering cat in the garden.
Hear ye, went the caterwauling feline. Today is Fan Fiction Friday. Fairy Tale Friday has fleetingly flitted. It's Fan Fiction Friday.
What horrible howling, thought Rhubarb, and what sad news. I'm frightfully fond of Fairy Tale Friday. I'm afraid Fan Fiction Friday feels fearfully feeble next to fabulous fairy tales. I shall go outside and give that Moggy a piece of my mind. Rhubarb opened the door and stepped into the garden. There was Custard the Cat, stomping up and down the path, banging on a saucepan lid with his wooden spoon, and yelling about fans and fairies, and generally making what they call a disturbance of the peace. Rhubarb harrumphed and huffed, and told Custard, "You can't go around here making all that noise," he said, "and you can't go cancelling fairy tales. A lot of us rely on the fairy tales to keep our spirits up."
"Keep your spirits up?" asked Custard. "That's ghost stories, isn't it?"
And Custard laughed this kind of snorty snarf of a laugh that made you want to stroke his fur from tail to head with an axe. "I'll thank you," said Rhubarb huffily, "to keep your snarky snout out of my Friday." And he threw open the door of the shed and swept dramatically inside. Moments later, a loud banging and crashing could be heard from the shed, and it was clear to anyone with ears that something important was being created, mainly out of metal things that made a satisfying clashing sound when hit with a hammer. The birds in the branches were getting grumpier and grumpier. First they'd had to contend with a clattery cat, and now they were having to put up with a canine Caractacus Potts. After what seemed like an hour and 45 minutes, if you were the sort of person who owned a watch and kept tabs on that sort of thing, the shed door swung open and there was a loud bang, chortle, pop, pop, followed by a steady chuggata chuggata sound, and an 8-wheeled contraption came puttering out onto the path. "Behold the hydraulic automatic fairy factor," declaimed Rhubarb proudly. At the front was a shiny knight's arm wielding a broadsword. Next to that was an iron dragon's head rhythmically belching smoke, then a tall tower of tin cans, and right at the very top, a tinfoil princess waving a frilly hanky and a recording sounding a lot like a dog with a high voice repeating, help me, set me free." The sword went swish, the dragon belched, the princess wailed, the fairy factor shook alarmingly. The whole contraption was shuddering and chuntering, and right there in the garden it shook itself to tiny little bits right in front of Rhubarb, Custard, and all the birds. Custard started chuckling to himself snickeringly.
"Well, that's that Fairy Tale Friday," he muttered.